His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz. His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get out, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power. My people, this is your brother, your comrade, your friend, and a soldier with you fighting in this cause of liberation and salvation, Sean Kwalee. Pleasure and esteem to be broadcasting with you once again on this platform we call Black Power Radio. We have a power-packed show for you tonight, a power-packed show. Don't want to waste any time. Right at the top of the hour, we want to bring on our national chairman, the general himself. We're talking about the warrior laureate, the attorney himself, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black power, sir.
And black power to you. Thank you, my dear National Minister of Communications and a capable assistant to the Central Committee and myself and one of our best helpers, Minister Sean Kwalee. We should all give him a black hand for his consistent efforts in not only manning the radio, but also keeping the communications that come from the Central Committee and the chairman moving throughout our nation. So we thank him and we thank his queen, a dedicated organizer here helping to build this nation up, Sister Amira. Both of them I would like to thank as we go into and open up tonight and say black power, all power to the people, assalamu alaikum, hotep, free the land, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition. And we open up like that not because we're confused and don't know what we believe in. We understand that all of that is a part of how we greet our people, and we are the universal organization with a universal message that has the capacity to reach and raise all of our people, the all in all. And so I'm going to open up tonight for just the first 30 minutes here. We have an action-packed show. Turn up your speakers, turn up all your volumes and get quiet, and call now a neighbor, call a black friend, call the members in your chapter and have them to gather around. This is the night, and the new Black Panther Party members should be required to attend and listen to. And if you will attend these nights, these classes, this broadcast, you will be moving fast up to speed down to the modern times in terms of the new Black Panther Party, its growth and development, and in this hour, certainly not its crucifixion, but it's exaltation. I'm going to go after that, and I'm not going to be long, but I must be strong, and then I'm going to make way for my brother, King Samir Shabazz, who will be interviewed by Minister Sean Kwalee, and the Virginia chapter of the new Black Panther Party, whose key members of the Central Committee will be on, and they will be breaking down to you the science and the mathematics. They will be breaking down to you the reality and the actual facts of how it is to build up a chapter of the new Black Panther Party in the hells of North America or anywhere in the African diaspora where you're listening. If you're wanting to know how to organize, if you wanted to know how can I get going, if you want to know how can I get better, if you want to know, I want you to listen to just two examples, though there are many. All over the nation, as our reports are coming in, I'm going to give you two examples, and we will give you two examples tonight. And I will give these two examples because I was just in Philadelphia last night, guest of the Philadelphia chapter of the new Black Panther Party, and two bold black men who I love very much, Brother King Samir Shabazz and Brother Heru, formerly known as Brother Jerry Jackson. He is now Brother Heru Kehuti. I hope I got that right. He's going to get me. And they were looking good last night, dressed in their black nationalist African garb. Brother Jerry Jackson, Brother Heru, he looked like a black god in the house last night. We love him, too. We don't talk about him as often as King Samir, but trust me, he's all the way up in that thing. You know that big, strong black man, we know goddamn well he intimidated some voters while he was out there. Because the white man don't want no part of Brother Heru at all. I love this brother. He has been dedicated to this organization for years. He's a good man and a good soldier and a humble brother. And this is a day for his exaltation as well, Brother Jerry, Brother Heru. This is a time for your exaltation as well. It is the time for the exaltation of the new Black Panther Party, so you tune in and listen to the interviews that will take place with these two chapters and their leadership, and you will see how you can do the same. There's no excuses in this day and hour for why we can't build up this new Black Panther Party to the top of the mountain. This has been the year of the new Black Panther Party, and it still is our year. I was blessed to get another message off over the weekend, a national message out about the controversy surrounding the mosque and the persecution of the Muslims in New York City that went out to millions. And the emails and the calls are coming in as well, as they have been all year. They want to know about the new Black Panther Party. You know, this may sound strange, but I'm going to tell you this. I think, just for this summer, and don't think I've gone crazy, but I thank God for the white man. Because it is the white man with his slander and his lies and his propaganda campaign and his negativity talk against the party that have put it on the minds and the hearts of the people. Even when black press or Negro press tried to suppress what was happening with us, the white man did not ignore it. Even though he lied and slandered and was devious with it, he was working for God all along. I said that the devil has been working for God all this year in the relationship for the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. He have talked his way into a trap. And he have talked his way into the trap because we have been given the wisdom that we have been given to us by the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who has the full wisdom of all those who came before him, Malcolm, Elijah, Farrakhan, Kwame Nkrumah, Kwame Ture, Marcus Garvey. There was a black man that came on the scene, a master teacher and thinker, my mentor and our mentors, meaning he's dealing heavy now with the mentality and the mind, that gave us the cream or the best part of all of those that came before him. And then he leaves us now, and he leaves me as your brother and as a reminder of him to now take us a stage further. Well, we are in the position as his followers to capture all of our people. This is the time of our exaltation and our rise. Let me get off into it. I done already took 15 minutes up. I better rock, quick. We're going to be on for 2 hours anyway, so don't worry. Turn up your radios and tune in. You should study this if you are trying to build up in the new Black Panther Party, even if you're not trying to build a chapter and you're just an individual. If you're an individual and you're in the party or thinking about coming in the party, I'm talking to those right now who are on the fence that are listening. We got the members that are listening. Then we got those that are on the fence listening. We got those that are interested listening. And this is internet radio, so we got the enemy listening. We got the FBI listening. It's a wild kind of set. So you know how you got to have wisdom to move through it. Nevertheless, what we are doing is legal and lawful under the rules and laws of the United Snakes Constitution. So let's get busy. The white man cannot stop us from organizing. The white man is not stopping us from building up this new Black Panther Party. The white man is not stopping us from rallying our people in the streets. The white man is not stopping us from opening up Saturday schools for our babies. The white man is not stopping us from recruiting the masses of the people up in the Panther Party. Make no mistake about it, the white man, and I'm even here to tell you that the effects of the white man, what he have done to black people, cannot stop the rise of the new Black Panther Party. I come out of Philadelphia again last night for a beautiful event organized by the Philadelphia chapter and its leadership under King Samir Shabazz, who, before I forget, have now been appointed as the National Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Give him a black hand. As the National Field Marshal, we haven't had an official Central Committee meeting on it, but I think he's going to win the votes. There's no doubt about it. The position has been abandoned. The former National Field Marshal quit his post without being properly relieved. And so the only one that applied for the position and really will appear qualified for the position is King Samir Shabazz. And so you will be hearing from him. I am personally guiding him in this mission and giving him certain assignments that he will come after you for. And the first one is the newspaper money. He will be calling all of those that are with us and want to be with us about the newspaper money. And as the field marshal, he'll be able to assess our strength, our troop strength, and our chapters based on our ability to push the number one program of the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, any Panther Party, and that is the newspaper. And so we congratulate Brother King Samir Shabazz and welcome him again into the National Central Committee. And as our national field marshal, we welcome you. And now, and expect him to set a good example in all ways and areas for all of our men, troops, and soldiers as moving in such a heavy position. Brother DK, we have to send a shout out to him, our National Minister of Defense, who is on, that's what I said, who is on lockdown, but he will be out soon. And when DK get out, and with Samir out, and with other now regional ministers of defense and local ministers of defense, we're going to begin training better and coordinating better, and we're going to raise up a mighty nation, a mighty army, a mighty security team that will rival any security team ever seen to be raised up in the bounds and the hills of North America. And so prepare now. Better coordination amongst the captains and field marshals and the security personnel around the nation, because defense and development go hand in hand. If you're developing a black power movement, you must secure and defend that which you develop, as I am taught, because a savage beast will come and destroy and devour what you build if you don't defend what you have developed. Black power. Black power is a defining, developing, and defending of that which is in the best interest of the black community. Now let me keep on moving. I'm asking all of the leaders in the new Black Panther Party to please open up the doors to the people and stop blocking the people from coming into the Panther Party. Let the people come into the party. Black power?
Black power.
Somebody need to mute their phone. This is not masonry. This is not the El Rukins. We're not throwing down on them, but this is not a gang. This is not a club. This is for the masses of black people. And so open up the gates and let the people come in and let them and let the new generation go forth and have a piece of the leadership. Let them have meetings. Let them have study circles. If some of you who have been around for a while are too busy, let them have part of the leadership, part of the teaching. We know they're going to make some mistakes, but how many mistakes have we made as we came up? We can always correct the errors, but right now, let the people into the Panther Party. Let them into the Black Power Movement. Let them come as they are. If they come in military fatigues and boots, bring them on in. If they come in African attire, let them come on in. If they're coming in suits and bow ties, let them come on in. If they're coming in with old elders and sisters with dresses and church hats on, let them come in. If they're coming in with their unks and their knowledge of Kemet and their knowledge of the original people, let them come on in. Let them come as they are. And if they choose to be suited and booted, Chris Lean, clean and mean, you let them go on up to that level, but let the people in the party. Let the brothers and sisters who have been in and the young brothers and sisters have a chance to teach, have a chance to organize meetings and go on missions. Black power, I want y'all to listen to me good, because we're getting ready. We got all kind of emails and calls from all kind of areas around the country, and we're getting ready to just turn these people loose. We're getting ready to turn them loose. So I'm talking to, and this is why, and this is critical in this hour. I'm tying all of this in because this is the golden age of the new Black Panther Party. It is the golden age of the new Black Panther Party, where I'm even here to tell you that hard times, hunger, and nakedness will not be the order of the day. Yes, we will face bullets. Yes, we will face jail time. Yes, we will face the persecution and the attacks of our enemy, but I'm here to tell you that we are the fulfillment of all the blood and the struggle of those that went before us, and you will have a chance in your lifetime here to experience a glimpse of heaven on earth. And you shall, if you work hard and follow the guidance, you shall inherit the kingdom and the promise of God and taste a bit of heaven on earth while you live as a member of the new Black Panther Party. And I'm not putting no hype on that. You can have success here. You can have your own economy here. It was beautiful last night. We have the Black Panther water now that is coming out of Philadelphia. That's another under the leadership of my little brother, King Samir Shabazz. Who says that getting busted and suspended and disciplined and then guided can't help a man? You'll hear from him in just a few moments. I may go over just by a few minutes, but all of y'all need to stay up all night and listen to this. If you ain't having no meetings, this is your meeting. You tune right on into this and play it over and over again for what you will hear from me and those that are coming behind me tonight. Now look, we got water coming out of Philadelphia. And since ain't nobody else making water, I say that we should take that water and market it all around the Panther Party all over the world. He has now made a connection with rice in Guyana. Well, why should that be for the benefit of Philadelphia? Hell, he say he the National Field Marshal. God damn it, he's on the National Central Committee. So the rice that he got will not only help his city, but we will help it to be able to go around the country. And for those that want to be able to help and feed our people and make a little profit and do some international business and trade, we take now what is in one city and come up by one part of our leadership and help market that all over the country and all over the world. You see, now we're moving into becoming a nation, not just an organization, moving into having a what? A national ministry of commerce. You know? We talked about all this earlier, and we went through all these attacks on us. But I'm telling you, all things work good for good in the eyesight of the Lord. We thank the white man for doing all that what he did, because now he put the spotlight on us, and God used the enemy to put the spotlight on us. Now we go ahead and do God's work, because the 33-degree caveman cannot touch the wisdom of the black man and the black woman in this hour who have as much experience and wisdom as we have. We got ministers and leaders in this organization that's been out on the front line now for 10 and 20 years. You see what I'm saying? That's why the 20-year anniversary, we say it's the wisdom cipher of the Panther Party. It's now the wisdom that we have attained that's going to take us into the future. I wouldn't trade this national leadership and regional leadership I have for nothing. Divine Allah, he's been out here 10 now, 15 years. He contending all the way for the top leadership post in his city. Khadijah's been out here, Sister Khadijah, Mother Khadijah been out here for years. Zaid Muhammad been out here for years. Bashir, now Sharif, Keisha, they've been out here for some years. You know, it goes on and on. Minister Akbar, our national chief of staff, Minister Hashim Nzinga, for sure enough. You know, even Sister Osley, all of them, Sean, Amir, we've been out here for some years now, battle-tested. These other members and leaders of these other national organizations in these different cities are not as battle-tested as the ministers and the chairmen and representatives of the new Black Panther Party. They haven't been out here as battle-tested and street-tested and organized-tested as this little group here that we have, that is now growing into a major threat in the hills of North America. And so now we're going to take advantage of the false propaganda and flood of the dragon that came on us, and we're going to organize like never before. And so I'm asking you to open up the floodgates of the party, asking you to let the people organize in every city and town. Stop trying to control them. Let them come on in. Let them stand them up out of their graves and let them be a part of this. And we'll figure out the rest. We will figure out the rest, because the white man cannot stop us from succeeding in this hour. We can only stop ourselves. He cannot stop us from building up the chapters, serving the people, fighting police brutality, teaching black education, conducting in military training and self-defense. He cannot stop us. Only we can stop ourselves. Only bickering and fighting amongst us can stop ourselves. Only doubt can stop ourselves. So here's what I'm calling for as I leave you. That's my message tonight. I'm calling you and asking the leaders to free up the people and all of you who are sitting on the fence and know you need to come into an organization and you're not in one. Stop sitting on the sidelines looking at us and come on in and help your brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz, the student of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, help our National Central Committee and our leaders who I have just outlined, help those in the cities that you're in now, and you know they are fighting for our people in all of these areas, and come on in with us and help us now, because we have a plan to free our people. Stop wasting time trying to reinvent the wheel and fool yourself. The new Black Panther Party is the wave of the future. This is the golden age of the new Black Panther Party. And in light of that, I would like to tell you that on October 15th in New York City, I want everybody out. And we want everybody out. October 15th in New York City, we want everybody in New York for a national tribute to the Black Panther Party for self-defense and the Black Liberation Army. Oh, yeah, you heard it right. A national tribute to the Black Panther Party for self-defense and the Black Liberation Army, sponsored by the new Black Panther Party and your chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, operating under the legacy of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. This will be a major mark in our history, in a history-making year, and you don't want to miss this. So you should make your plans now to be in New York we're going to raise money for the for a film by Sister Dawn McGee, and that is on the Black Liberation Army. She has a major film on the Black Liberation Army that was shown at our convention, and we're going to raise money for her, and we're also going to raise money for Sekou Odinga, and we're going to raise money for other political prisoners' projects, and we're going to contribute all of that back to the people, to the BLA and the political prisoners and those that have died so we may wear the badge. Not enough to be said about those that are locked behind bars and have died and given their lives so we may wear the badge. And if you don't honor political prisoners and the Black Liberation Army and the Black Panther Party, you cannot wear the badge. Because the Black God is going to destroy you if you do that. But we don't have to worry because we in tune and on time. And so October 15th, on the 44th year anniversary of the Black Panther Party, we will be in New York, which was a major stronghold of the Panther Party and featured the New York 21 and also the birth of the Black Liberation Army, and many legends will be with us. And we will hear from our leadership and our upcoming chairman in New York and chairwomen and chairwomen. Come on, black woman. I want you to stand up and take over this party. But we will all be in New York. And so if you're sitting on the fence, come to New York. If you say you are with us, whether you're in a chapter or you're just a member or you're thinking about coming to a member, come to New York for October the 15th and Saturday, October 16th, and we will process you right on the spot. We will straighten out your application and take your copy of your ID right on the spot. We will answer your questions and counsel you right on the spot. I want everybody that say that you're with us or say that you're with black nationalism and pan-Africanism, say you for organizing, say you against police brutality, say you for all of that which we stand for, knowing you ain't got nowhere else to go in this hour to get all that but here. Not that we all that, but you got to admit this is your best shot. So come on in and help make it better. Stop trying to just point out what's wrong and come on in and make it better. I want to see you the weekend of October 15th and 16th, because not only is it the 44th anniversary of the Black Panther Party, it's the Million Man March anniversary as well, the 15th anniversary of the Million Man March, and we're going to have some all-men's meeting, revolutionary all-men's meeting and revolutionary all-women's meeting to take place on the 16th, but we're also going to have an internal meeting. Yeah, Uncle Sam, you send your men in too, God damn it. We're on the 16th. On the 16th, we are going to meet with those that want to build this Panther Party up. It's growing. They're growing up there. And these next chapters I bring to you, when I get off, they're growing. And everywhere we go, as I leave you, we'll be growing like wildfire. October 15th, we're going to be talking about it show after show, a national tribute to the Black Panther Party. We'll get back to it later at another time, but this national summit of the new Black Panther Party will be right here in Washington. We'll be right here in Washington, D.C. And one of the encouraging thing, most encouraging thing about being in Philadelphia was that it, a great portion, there were at least 15 under 15. At least 15 Panthers that were from Philadelphia and Washington, under 15. And so when you see the youth and the babies and the wives and the families embracing the Panther Party, you know that we are have building the cornerstone of a nation. For the cornerstone of a nation is the family. And so Allah and God, or Amin Ra, the black God that we serve is blessing us in this hour. The summit will be in D.C. in December. I don't want to give you too many dates, but put that on your black mind. Now, look, as I get up off of here, I need some people to work directly with me. Some of you out there are talented, and I need you to work directly with me. And I would need you to email or call a number I'm going to give out if you can help in this area. just be honest with me. Don't jive me. I need people that are serious and can meet time deadlines and can perform. But I need serious graphic artists. If you're a graphic artist that can get flyers out and that can help on newspaper graphics and help with graphics, and you got the time to do it, the will and the skill to do it, I need some graphic artists to work directly with me and the national administration, those that are trying to get this thing right. I need you out there. I need website builders. If you're adept at building a website and you're accountable and you ain't going to be here 1 second and disappear the next and do something great and then we can't find you the next, and you really believe in what we're doing and you want to do this, I need you to contact us at an email and a phone number. I'll get out in a few moments. I need website builders desperately. And we apologize for the issues of the website and the what has not been on it. But our website, man, is a casualty of war. Not from the white man, probably from his own mind and his own behind. The white man is not stopping us. It's the nigger in us that's stopping us from following through. Niggas talk hype, but they don't follow through. And we're getting ready to clean house around here of all dead weight and bring in new people that can get down and perform. Yeah, let's keep it moving. We need website builders. We need college student leaders. I'm making a personal plea here. I need college student leaders to call in right away. Right away. You all can help build this up on your campus or build up the Black Power movement, whatever the wise move is to make. But you all have the skills. You have the talent. You need the nationalism and the consciousness on your campus. So why not join in with a national organization that's headed by a college man and a former college student organizer who was taught by a college man and a college revolutionary student organizer? Why don't you fulfill your divine destiny on the campus and come on with us and help us to come get this message out on your campus, and let's raise up a new Black nationalist, Pan-Africanist intelligentsia that will fight for our people and fulfill the role and responsibility of the Black college student. I need the Black college students to call in right away. If you can help, if you're a newspaper person and you're serious about writing and getting things into the newspaper and you're serious, we need you to call in. Call in where? First, you email here, NBPPHQ. NBPPHQ@yahoo.com. Email right away. Minister Sean is on the mail and Sister Amira is on the mail. And you can call in. Area code 502-299-8530. 502-299-8530. I need graphic artists. I need website builders. I need college student leaders. I need newspaper people right now to contact me right away so that we can get down the road of where we need to go to building the strongest, most powerful Black nationalist Pan-Africanist movement that we have seen since the days and the time, really, of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey or the Black Panther Party. We have something special here, very special. And instead of talking about it, let's go to work and be about it. And if you'll come out October 15th in New York, you will see a sign of the future that will blow your mind. All right, I'm going to clear and make way for Minister Akbar. We're going to take 5 minutes and give you his report, and then we're going to continue on with the interviews and the show. But again, come on, the Black Nationalists, I need you to come on in to the new Black Panther Party. There's no excuse. The Pan-Africanists, come on. We're already national and international. We got contacts and representatives in now over 50 cities. You might as well come on in here. We have everything you need. You can be a Kwame Nkrumah, Kwame Ture. You can teach that here, too. You're out there, you say you're an activist and an organizer. You want to get your message out? This is the place where you can come organize and get a message out. Get some problems solved. We are activists and organizers. I need you to step on into the new Black Panther Party and the Black Power Movement. Black Liberation Theology, come on in right now. We need, there's a place for you here. We need you to register in right now. If you're in the black church, but you want a better life for black people, come on in with the new Black Panther Party. Same thing for those in the mosque. If you're Muslim, you're welcome here. All praise is due to Allah. Come on into the new Black Panther Party. If you're into the laws of Mayat and to the various teachings of the dynasties of ancient Kemet or ancient Kush or otherwise, and you say you're African-centered, you love Dr. Ben, you love Dr. Clark, there's this teaching is right here. This organization is for you. And so come on in. Whether you can join in a chapter, fine, join the chapter. If you don't quite fit in with a chapter, but you can become a general member and have a relationship with the party where you can get work done, even if you're just working at on your own or from the computer or conducting a special assignment. We need y'all to come on in right now. If you're in New York, we need to get going in not only Brooklyn, Harlem, Queens, Long Island. We need to be all over New York right now. This is our day and time. There's 4 million blacks in New York. We should be everywhere in New York coming out of the woodwork. It's that time now. We come on up out of New Jersey, for those that are listening, for all over New Jersey, all of them areas in between Trenton and Newark, and all of them cities and towns. We need y'all to come on up. You've been hearing about us all this time. You ain't done nothing else. And so you might as well come on with us. We're your black family. We're in Philadelphia. We got to get in Pittsburgh and other areas around Pennsylvania. Eventually branch back over all over Philadelphia. Come on up and stand up right now. We don't have no excuses. Washington, D.C., Prince George's County. Great things are expected here in the very near future. Maryland, Baltimore, Virginia. Richmond, if you're on the line, come on up out of the grave into the new Black Panther Party. North Carolina, all over. We should be everywhere in North Carolina by now. We should be in all of them cities, Brother Kamau, by now. All of them. You got the fish. All of y'all that's been here should have so many fish on the hook. The boat is reeling over because of all of the people that you have brought into the organization. South Carolina, we're in Newberry, but we need to be in Orangeburg and Charleston and Columbia. We need to be all over. In Georgia, we're going good. Atlanta, great to talk to you tonight. We need to be up stronger all over Georgia, all over Florida. Florida, please, I need some Florida. If you're in Florida, call in right now. We need to get in Florida. Whoever doing it for us right down there ain't not doing it good enough. Florida's free territory. If you want to be a part of this and you want to rock some Florida, I want to come to Florida right away, even if it ain't nothing more than to hit the black beach. Call right away because we need new leadership in Florida. We need to be in Chicago right now. Oh, we need to be in Chicago, all over Chicago. St. Louis, we're there. Keep going strong. Get bigger and bolder. Cleveland, if you're on the line from Cleveland, I need some new Cleveland right away. Give me some Cleveland. Stand up, Cleveland. I ain't but an hour away. I can come into Cleveland by airplane right away. Louisville, stand up, Louisville, and get stronger. Kansas City, stand up. All of these areas. Oklahoma, stand up and stand up stronger. Dallas, doing great. Keep standing, but let's stand up some Fort Worth. Let's stand us up some Houston. Let's stand us up some stronger San Antonio. Y'all stand up now. Stand up, Louisiana. We need Panthers in Louisiana. Just stand them up. Mississippi, call in. Louisiana, call in. Houston, call in. Arkansas, call in. Africa, call in. Europe, call in. South America, call in. Central America, call in if you want black power, if you want black liberation, if you want an organization that can get the job done. Email nbpphq@yahoo.com. nbpphq@yahoo.com, or call in area code 502-299-8530, and we will get the job done. I am your brother and your servant, your national chairman, attorney, and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, representing our big brother, the Black Mujahid, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the Black Power General, and representing also all of the great ancestors who came before him. I thank you and I leave you. Black power, assalamu alaikum, hotep, free the land, power to the people, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition. I have nothing but love for you all. I will continue to listen to the program. Black power. Black power. All praises due to the Almighty Allah. We thank our chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, for all he's done and all he's doing. Am I coming through, Brother Sean? Are we clear? Are you still connected?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm connected. I'm on the air at this time.
Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. I want to state that it is a privilege and an honor to service black people in the capacity of the National Minister of Justice and serving the New Black Panther Party and following that direction and legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and the leadership of the Honorable Chairman, Doctor, and Attorney, our Minister Malik Zulu Shabazz, has been providing the good leadership that we need to raise black people. But what we have found is a universal body that when it's good for black people, it's good for people all over the world. And in that leadership, we are now on a strong recruitment. We're on a strong recruitment effort in all of these major cities. We're seeing those who have listened, such as Norfolk, such as Philadelphia, those who have listened are now on strong recruitment. And then now all those curves, as the chairman was explaining last night, those curves, those line curves that were in the bush blossomed in the leadership of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, as again in the leadership of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. You see now the little panther cubs are now full-grown and full-blown panthers that are doing black revolutionary work all over the planet. But again, in these major cities, in these cells where the neglect and where the abuse is the greatest, you'll find them now championing the cause of the people and begin to back down the tyrannical oppressor and began to bring forward the strong black leadership that's necessary to deal with what we call balancing the scales in these neighborhoods, and now bringing better services to the black neighborhood and bringing a higher quality and a higher caliber of services to black men, women, and children. So we're just thankful to serve. The report from the National Minister of Justice is that we will now be in these cities, and we will be in New York. We're calling you out. We're calling you out. We are demanding that you come out to New York City on the 15th, demanding that you come out again to Washington, D.C., when we do our local piece here in Washington. But again, look distant in December, because the National will be here in Washington, D.C. So we hope that all Panthers that are on the line, again, all Panthers that are under the shade tree, that are in the crypts, that are right in that little shaded area, should I not join the new Black Panther Party, come on and join on with us, black brothers and sisters, because this is the strongest thing since the black devil lie. They say red devil lie, but since the black devil lie, since the black devil has been lying, since the white devils have been lying, we know that now is the time, in this hour, to join and team up with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, for freedom, justice, and equality. And as that Minister of Justice knows, in the legacy and the spirit of the Imam Jamil Abdul Al-Amin, the one you know as H. Rap Brown, in that same spirit, in that same legacy, he was a strong leadership. He was always clear in his direction and clear in what he was doing. It's just that the white man was so strong against H. Rap Brown because he was so powerful. Imam Jamil Abdul Al-Amin lived. But all of those who stood with H. Rap Brown, in the person of Julian Bond, a senator in Georgia, in the person of Eleanor Holmes Norton here in the Congress, in the shadow senator, if lack of a better term, a congressional woman, Eleanor Holmes Norton, of Mayor Marion Barrett, who none of them thought about what aligned themselves with the conscience or what you call a political prisoner. None of them thought about saying, well, what are we going to do to free our political prisoners? What will we do to free a conscious prisoner such as Mumia Abdul-Jamal, all of those that are Marshall Eddie Conway of Baltimore? What are we doing to organize to bring justice, see, even in the fulfillment of a legacy of a civil rights man like Martin Luther King? He said, let the justice rain down like waters so that righteousness may rise up like a mighty stream. So we have to be honest with ourselves and truthful. What are we doing for the abused and the neglected? What are we doing for the shut out and the shut down and those that are shut in and locked down in the prisons in America? What are we doing to make a difference in the lives of our people? Black power, raise up black people and make a difference in the lives of black America and blacks throughout the world. Raise up a United States in Africa. Black power and assalamu alaikum. Thank
black
you.
Black power. Go ahead, Brother Shem. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Black power. Black power. That was Power Pack, found the national chairman and our national minister of justice laying it down. And so the Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, is open for the people. Once again, the email, nbpphq@yahoo.com, nbpphq@yahoo.com, or 502-299-8530. Let's get on board. Let's get on board. Brother Chairman, you have any closing words, sir?
No, sir. You go right ahead on with it. And I just wanted to say that on October 15th, I want to meet all of those that want to join. Personally, I want to sit down and meet with you and answer all of your questions. So you come on out so we can be together October 15th and 16th for the 44-year anniversary of the Black Panther Party. I turn you back to your program, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. And Black Power, and without prolonging any more time for the show, because we got so much jammed in, brothers and sisters, we want to go right to our big brother, a brother who y'all heard, the national chairman, the national minister of justice, talk about, a brother who y'all have heard in the news, you've seen on television, you've heard him on the radio, heard the sound bites and all of that, but we want to talk to our big brother tonight. We want to give him a chance to talk to his family so that you can hear from him. 101. We're talking tonight with our brother and champion, Minister King Samir Shabazz. Are you on, big brother? Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, family.
How are you, sir?
Man, wise and civilized and still on this Black Power high. Everything is beautiful.
Yes.
Brother Chairman, you spoke very well. And let me just say this. I'm more humbly honored, sir, to take charge of the National Field Marshal post. And as usual, more work. But I love every bit of it. And I salute to take charge of my post and all Black Nation property in view. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You tell us, my brother, because this is the first time that we have actually had you here now on Black Power Radio. And, you know, we've heard the sound bites, and of course we know the white man is not going to put our words of our leaders in the best context. I want you to tell us, first of all, how you've been holding up. How have you been doing? What's been on the mind of Minister King Samir?
Revolution, black man, and honestly, the complete and total destruction of white supremacy each and every day. You know, I get very little rest, especially now, you know, everything that's been going on from the hands of, you know, Redneck, Glenn Beck, and all of the, you know, the media and everything like that. So I'm holding tight, staying firm, holding my post, staying in the books, you know, staying on the DVDs and the lectures, staying with my babies, you know, and constantly just striving to be that example to them first and foremost. Because as the song says, I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us, family, of how we used to be. So I'm just living that day by day, you know, amidst all the death threats and all that crazy stuff and, you know, the internet messages and just the foolishness. But I have no fear of this devil. Nothing they could possibly do or say to me to put fear or make me even tremble or make my heart thump just a little faster, because I'm taught by great warriors. I'm taught by living legends daily on how to keep struggling, how to keep striving amidst of everything that goes on. Because what a lot of us don't realize is that most of our leaders, you know, we may see them in the limelight or see them in action, but we don't really understand what they go through at home behind, you know, behind all the cameras and all the speaking engagements and all that. A lot of us have really have no clue as to what goes on in the home. So, brother, I'm honored, sir, and I thank you humbly that you would even, you know, ask what's going on with me. You know, I'm grateful for that. But I can say I follow a divine line, and I'm striving to leave a legacy of true, true, true revolutionary manhood. And that's just the bottom line to it. So I take what's to come, and I learn out of that to grow and develop. As the chairman said, a more disciplined King Samir is a more dangerous King Samir.
Yes, sir. Tell the people, brother. Now, I got to give you the platform because, you know, the white man is not going to do it. So we got to dig into you tonight. Tell us, who is King Samir? How did you get started in this movement? And, you know, how did you develop from where you were to where you are now?
Well, let's just say I was a pork roll eating white girl fantasizing, wasn't really too much into the crack of Jesus thing, but I was a coon, man, straight up. And there was a brother who I still to this day give most humble props to, a brother named Jesse. Every day this black man used to whip my behind with Malcolm. As I'm sitting there eating my pork roll sandwiches and everybody else's pork roll sandwich at the lunch table, this man is kicking my behind with Malcolm. Malcolm, Malcolm, Malcolm. Each and every day, every chance he got. So one day I'm laying down on the bed, and we had a whole stack of old school encyclopedias. So I just, it was a commercial on, and it was just something subliminal about this commercial that made me get up and go grab the S Encyclopedia. And I went straight to the chapter on slavery. This was the only book I had in front of me at the time dealing with something to that degree. So I read that whole entire chapter, Black Man, which was really almost like 400 pages. Read the entire chapter in one night. I went to school the next day, quiet, just, I mean, my brain was just, my whole sense of vision was just unbelievable. I've now came out of the darkness into the light and didn't even realize what was going on with me. At that time, I started to study further. Started learning about the African kings and the African queens and, you know, just some African culture and what blackness really was. And I didn't really know, you know, anything about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad or anything, you know, any of those greats. I never heard of them. Wasn't taught about them. So as time went on, I went to understand. I ran into a brother named Shaheed Watson out of Trenton, New Jersey. And he had me sell tickets for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan when he came to Philadelphia during the Stop the Killing tour. And the brother kind of really shaded me because I didn't even get a ticket to hear Minister Farrakhan. But the following week, I ended up coming to the mosque, number 12, here in Philadelphia. And at that time, Minister Rodney Muhammad was not the minister. It was a brother named Anthony Muhammad. And I came in, seen all these black men standing up against the wall with black suits and red bow ties and looked like they was ready to eat and kill anything moving. So I made sure I sat completely still because I didn't want these brothers to even look at me. But it was something about that look that just attracted me. And I said to myself, this is me. This is where I'm seeing myself as I'm growing and developing into the knowledge of self. I was never no punk, no, you know, milk toast, kowtow type dude. I was always about action. But now that I had the proper light with that action and the energy that I've always had and the fire that I've always had, now becomes truth to add on to the foundation with the fire. Oh, man, it was crazy. And from that day on, you know, I just started going to the mosque in Trenton. And to come find out, a brother who was in my music class was the actually the captain of the Trenton Mosque number 44. Him and I became the best of friends, and he started enlightening me more, and then I started, you know, building with a lot of the gods of the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths, peace to the gods and earths, and I just became very well-rounded. You know, I just became a sponge for knowledge. And I've always said, once I joined the Nation of Islam, once I made my word bond, and understanding that that bond is life because it gave me life from the word, that my life should be taken if that word shall fail, and still to this very day, my word is bond. So I have more greats in front of me to look up to and to learn from to enhance what I've been taught and learning for the last 25 years of my life.
Yes, sir. And so you've evolved. That's what you're telling us. You've evolved from one stage to the other to where you are now. So where are you today?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Who is King Samir today?
Today, I'm a reflection of black people. I'm a reflection of all of the oppression, the depression, and suppression. I'm a reflection of the slave, the house nigga, the field nigga. Now, I'm not saying I dwell on the house nigga, but I'm a reflection of that. I'm a reflection of the pain our elders have gone through. I'm a reflection of the black woman that's been lynched and had the babies cut out of her stomach and stomped into the ground. I'm a reflection of the same ancestors that had to jump in the middle of the damn street when the cracker walked down the sidewalk. I'm a reflection of the same brother and sister who had to stick their head inside a laughing bound because they could not allow their master to see them laughing. I'm a reflection, black family, of the same ancestors who was not able to read or attempt to write, or even attempt to try to learn on the plantation to kill the slave master and the entire ideology of the slave master. I am no more than a reflection of my people.
Yes, sir. What would you say to the up-and-coming activists, the brothers and sisters that are now introduced to you? They know your name. They know your voice. What would you say to them? To follow in maybe in your footsteps or to grow beyond where we are today?
Very good question. Following my footsteps by the works that I do. A lot of us get caught up into the personage of a person and not acknowledging the work and the wisdom that that person brings. A lot of us end up worshiping the personage of a person instead of acknowledging that message that person has to bring. So I would just say, acknowledge the message that I bring. Acknowledge the consistent dedication and passion that I have for black people. Everybody can't follow in my footsteps because they have not gone through the situations that I have personally gone through to make me the man that I am today. But whatever situation you have gone through with this cracker, whatever situation you have gone through with this house nigga, whatever situation you have gone through with any negative degree in your life, if you have not learned from that, then you really need to go back and start from the foundation all over again. You cannot serve two masters. So you have to either know how to love, defend, and honor self, or you're going to end up loving, defending, and honoring our open enemy, the white man, the white woman, and the white child today. Don't get caught up into the personage of King Samir. I'm just a vessel. I'm nothing more than that electric cord. But inside that cord, it's a whole lot of power once you stick that cord into that socket. I am nothing but the cord to the socket of black power and black supremacy. So I would say knowledge, the wisdom, knowledge, the message that our leaders and great elders have to bring. Because once you start getting caught up in the personage of a person and start getting caught up into their everyday personal business, then you really gonna find a lot, you know, and I'm not saying it's about anyone, I'm just saying for what I've learned and have seen, a lot of us come with hidden agendas. So if you're always caught up in what that person is doing instead of what that person is saying and striving to reflect through their ways and actions along with the talk, then, you know, you gotta really start from ground zero again. My life is dedicated to black people. My life is dedicated to black power. My life is dedicated to black supremacy. My life is dedicated to freedom, justice, equality, and independence. That's all I have. So everything that I do in my life revolves around that because this is what gave me life. And I have to keep in constant reminder to myself first and foremost. And understanding within self that I am no greater than anyone else. I'm only as strong as my weakest link. We are only as strong, black family, as our weakest link. So sometimes, yes, I may go downtown and sit with the homeless people, you know, right in their cipher. Just sit right amongst them, you know, what's going on. Just hold a general conversation. But outside of that general conversation, I'm striving to understand what they are going through on a daily basis. I'm striving to understand how they feel, you know, about anything, the politics of the world, the so-called religions of the world, and just anything. Our people are tired of us, so-called conscious revolutionaries, thinking that we are greater than them. And we have to come out of that kind of ideology, as the chairman said. Let our people come in. Because if you start trying to dictate who's who and what they should do and this and that, you're going to run them right out of the door. And even I had to learn step by step growth and development. But I thank Allah greatly for what blessings I've been receiving, you know, and I thank the white man for the blessings that his media have allowed our people to see. The name King Samir right now is way, way further than I ever expected in my entire life. I did not come into the new Black Panther Party for fame and glory, and I didn't come in here for that. I did not come in the new Black Panther Party to be friends and just you know, run along and black power everybody and just everybody just get along. I've been a freedom fighter since the day I got knowledge itself. But I had to grow and develop to understand what I was dealing with. Now I'm growing constantly and striving to further understand what I am dealing with, even still today, 25 years later. I have to be the greatest example to self first and foremost. So many days I may get up and just say, black power. I may get up and say, what can I do for my people today? And that's what gives me the drive. When I hear of little black girls being shot down by brute beast police, when I hear of little black boys being raped and molested, and when I hear of sisters being raped and molested and beat down, and when I hear of black men still being dragged 11 miles after being shot in the head, and black women still being dragged, this is what gives King Samir the motivation to wake up, clean up, and stand up each and every single day. Every being of me is for the people.
Yes, sir. Beautiful. We're just feeling your spirit, black man. Tell us now,
yes, sir.
Talking about your evolution, what is it that you see? Now, this is going to sound biased, but you got to talk about it. Tell us what you see in the new Black Panther Party that you don't see anywhere else.
Y'all better buckle your seatbelts. Okay, let me say this. This is no diss to anyone, you know, but let's just be real. The new Black Panther Party is where it's at right now. I mean, let's just be honest. We have learned from the greats. And when Dr. Khalid Muhammad became in the leadership position of the new Black Panther Party, it just gave it a whole nother oomph to it. You understand what I'm saying? And right now, that same fire and energy is still in the new Black Panther Party to make King Samir join the new Black Panther Party. I was in a revolutionary organization called United for Success under the leadership of Brother Kabir Hadass. I want to send a strong black power to my comrade. But once, it's crazy because the party is just the party. I mean, when I think of the new Black Panther Party, I have no choice but to feel like I'm living in the original Black Panther Party days. In that era, I'm living amongst the new Huey Newtons and the new Bobby Seals. I may not agree with everything Bobby says, but I love Bobby Seale. I honor Bobby Seale for what Bobby Seale has laid for King Samir to even stand here and say, I'm a member of the new Black Panther Party. I mean, we roll hard. And a lot of people, I'm going to say it, a lot of people in their organizations just talk too damn much. Seriously, talk entirely too much. I mean, it's okay to talk, but sometimes, most times, hell, all the time, talk is nothing without action. But a lot of us get caught up into the lights, camera, action degree instead of the revolutionary action. The new Black Panther Party stands on the revolutionary action. I don't give a damn about National Geographic. I don't give a damn about Fox News, Jews. I don't give a damn about CNN, Kunin News Network. I don't give a damn about none of these media. I want black people to be free. And if I could be a part of something that I can clearly see stands for the freedom of our people, stands for the liberation and salvation of the black nation, that is something, black family, I would want to be a part of. That is something now, black family, I am a part of and will hold that to the degree. I mean, hell, let me say this. I am the only member in the new Black Panther Party with NBPP tattooed on my face.
That's true.
Okay, let's just be real. Because that is my love and dedication. And I always said if I was living earlier, if I was born late enough in the 50s and early and young enough to understand what was going on during the 60s, it's only two places King Samir would have been, in the Nation of Islam or the Black Panther Party. So for me, this is history, personal history, to now be a part of the new Black Panther Party because I've been growing. My foundation is that of the Nation of Islam. So that's one part of my fantasy that I've covered. And now the second part of my fantasy of my life, I'm here. And I'm not going nowhere. I could be suspended many more times. But I'm more disciplined now, so maybe that just won't be happening anytime soon. But I'm saying the love and the passion that I have for the new Black Panther Party. And honestly, I joined the party, and a lot of people ask me, and I really don't try to engage in it too much, but I joined Black Family, since you asked, brother. I joined the new Black Panther Party more to keep the legacy, the name, and the fire, and the truth, and that just warrior spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad alive. That was my personal mourning. That is my way of saying thank you, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, for all that you have done for Black people. And a lot of us still ain't learned the lesson. But you were a warrior among warriors. You are that shining warrior general. So the least I could do for the little, which is a lot to me, that you have taught me, is to keep your name and keep your legacy alive and well, as if you have never gone anywhere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You a family man, I know. So tell us, you know, the things that make you smile. There's so many images of you around the world, you know, just as an angry Black man. Of course, we've got a lot. I mean, I'm angry, too. We all got a lot to be angry about. But what makes you smile?
Ah, man. I'm smiling right now, Black man. Just being able to talk to the people makes King Samir smile. To be able to know that I can reach a mind with understanding and truth, to be able to build on a daily basis with my family, and to know and understand that they understand what I'm talking about, because they were born into this. The very seed I produce with this revolution. So they're born with this very ideology, even in the womb. For born must, they're being born with the ideology of Black power. That makes me smile, seeing them reflect what Daddy teaches them. Seeing them be able to give it back to me in a whole nother manner, in a whole nother degree, because, you know, the babies is going to come with something, you know, way from left field. And
right.
You got to be sharp enough to, you know, be able to deal with it. You know, so that makes me smile. Being able to be out among the people makes me happy. That's why I stay in the field. That is my home. That's what makes me feel like I'm giving back. That's what makes me feel like I'm keeping my word bond. I'm not just sitting home on Facebook mouth-pooting all day, just posting up YouTube stuff and think we're a damn graduate of YouTube because you posted up 20 goddamn videos of, you know, some very vital information indeed. But how far does that go? At the end of the night, what have you really done? Posted up some YouTube videos that really you had nothing to do with at the end of the night. You know, we got to do more than that, man.
That's right.
Everybody has a job to do, but we got to be out in the field doing that job, because that is the only way our people are really, really going to understand, because Black people are people of vision. If we can't see it, you know, it sounds good, but where's that? You know, so we have nothing to show to the people. Hey, man, a lot of our chapters are going to stay empty. Because we think, you know, because we can put on a uniform and walk, and you know, walk the hardest walk and talk the hardest talk, that our people are just going to automatically flock to us. That's not going to happen. And you're in dream world if you think it's going to happen. You got to get out here and do some damn work. You got to be out here putting up with the people's attitudes, You got to be able to take the rejection of no, even when they don't want to take a flyer. Even though, you know, I'm savvy enough now to even put them on the spot tactfully with a smile on my face and make them smile about it, and they end up coming back taking the flyer. So it takes a lot of work, family. Talking ain't getting us nowhere. Talking, I mean, hell, the white man didn't even just talk. They went to war.
That's
they
right.
wanted their freedom. They went to war. Talk is over. They had the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, and all kinds of wars amongst crackers, amongst themselves. That's the kind of war I like. You understand what I mean? Black on white
right.
war and white on white war. My favorite kind of war. But
that's right.
we have to be disciplined, even in war. Because there is a difference between a soldier and a warrior. Very big difference, family. But I'm not going to tell you the difference, because now I'm going to give everybody a homework assignment. Go find out the difference between a soldier and a warrior. That is your assignment. First assignment of the day as the National Field Marshal, sir. I want all the radio listeners to go study the difference between a soldier and a warrior. And I am that of both. But I have to know when to turn on and when to turn off. To hell with what National Geographic said. Yeah, I talked about killing cracker babies, some of them. And like I spoke on last night, you're lucky I just said some. But as I also stated after National Geographic spliced and diced, I also said after the killing cracker babies comment, you're going to have to stop going to the crackers movie theaters. You're going to have to stop going to the cracker supermarkets. You're going to have to stop going to the strip clubs. You're going to have to stop going to the football games and the basketball games and the baseball and hockey. And the, just, you're going to have to stop dealing with the white man and his foolishness if you really want freedom. Because we cannot continue to support white supremacy talking about we want to be free. Now you're just confused as hell. You know, you keep supporting the white man and keep giving white supremacy its reign, but at the same time you say you want freedom for black people. It doesn't make sense. So we have to understand the balance. Balance, family, balance. Talking on the internet all damn day long is not getting us anywhere. Because as I put up on a post to everyone, I said, damn, it's funny how we have all these internet freedom fighters and we ain't free. So begin to talk about how many comments came back from that. But it's real. And y'all know I speak the truth on the internet, off the internet. I'm King Samir everywhere I go. I just can't help myself. Elijah Muhammad said, accept your own and what? Be yourself. I understood that. When I took 2 weeks from school studying Message to the Black Man in my bedroom, I understood what that meant. Be yourself. So I'm me everywhere I go, you know. Work, man.
You're digging into it.
Work. Stop the damn mouth, Putin, and you got to get out here and you got to sit with the crackheads. You got to sit with the people who begging for money at the gas station. You got to take time out with them. Buy them a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or something. Just, you know what I'm saying? Because little things like that means a lot to them. It means a lot to them. Why? Because, hell, nobody does that.
Right.
You walk right past them, or you may give them a couple pennies or whatever, but do you take the time out to understand why that brother or sister is homeless in the first place? You got to start talking to the people. You got to make the people feel like, damn, that brother right there, you know, I may not, want to be a Panther, but hell, I like that brother. I like that sister right there. He takes time out to talk to me. You know, he takes time out to make sure the elders have cold water and proper air conditioning during the summertime. He makes sure, you know, the people, you know, his block is clean. He takes time out with the children in the community. By maybe, you know, treat them all I don't really advocate this, but to a water ice, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. All natural
right.
ice cream or something. I mean, we have to do more than what we say we are doing if we really want freedom, justice, and independence as a nation. So I'm honored to be a member of the greatest, and this is, and for those who don't know, what I'm about to say is on the ADL website. This is coming from the white man I'm about to say. We are the greatest, most militant black organization in America and the world. I'm telling you what the ADL website says about the new Black Panther Party.
Right.
We are the greatest. We are standing up for our people. We are the vanguard of the black nation. God damn it, and Sharpton ain't doing it. Messy Jesse ain't doing it. All these Mouth Putin Negroes ain't doing it. But under the leadership and the wise guidance of attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, black family, the new Black Panther Party is doing the work.
That's right.
Everybody is doing the work different. But the work is getting done. Don't worry about because the white man didn't tell you about the new Black Panther Party going to save our people in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina that we ain't doing nothing.
That's right. Didn't say nothing.
Don't worry about because the white man didn't put it on national media that the new Black Panther Party went to Newberry, South Carolina to handle the situation that we ain't doing nothing.
Right.
Marching is good for those who love to march. But sometimes, hell, in your marching, you're going to have to do some swinging.
That's right.
I mean, let's just keep it real, fam. Inside of your marching, you're going to have to do some swinging sometimes. Every march can be a nonviolent damn march when we talk about we're marching for independence and freedom. Sometimes you're going to have to make an example. And, you know, I'm not about a whole lot of talk with no crackers. Actually, I don't want to talk with no white man. Only one thing I have in mind to do with the white man. Let's go to war. But under the guidance and leadership of our national chairman, there's a time for diplomacy and there's a time for war. And
that's
even
right.
I am understanding that day by day more and more. I hate the white man. I hate the white woman, and I hate their children. I hate every iota of a cracker family. But at the same time, King Samir is not walking around the street just beating up crackers and just going buck wild on white people. We are more disciplined than that. We are much more tactful than that. But don't think I won't give it to a cracker behind when necessary. When necessary, because I'm understanding and growing more and more and more, and I'm becoming more and more dangerous with the wisdom and the knowledge that our national chairman is applying, that all of our great elders are applying, and even our comrades, even you, black man and Sister Amira. You know, y'all give me inspiration. So,
same here.
Right now, hey, man, ain't nobody messing with us. Ain't nobody. That's why most of these folks duck when we come around. They duck.
That's right.
If they don't pee in their pants and run in the bathroom to go change, they pull us. They ducking.
Yes, sir. You just had an event there in the city that featured our national chairman. Tell us about that and the things that went on in the event. Let us know.
Oh, man, it was beautiful from point A to point Z. You know, our brother Divine, he did a wonderful job hosting it. I put him right to work as soon as he walked in the door. But that's how we do, family. We love and support each other. And to the East region, I honor y'all, family. I love y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank the Virginia chapter for the, for the awesome, one of the most absolute awesome libations I have ever witnessed. Oh, man, I mean, Black Family, VA, y'all got it going on. So we'll be to you very soon in your city to give you that same love, honor, and support to all of the people who came out to support and to the Philly chapter. I gotta say, I love y'all to death, because without your work and your feet on this concrete, you know, it wouldn't have went as successful as it has. So I love my soldiers and my comrades, my brothers and my sisters of the Philly chapter. Beautiful job. I want to thank our national chairman for the excellent work he does, is doing, and I know he will continue to do for the new Black Panther Party. We had some great, strong speakers, you know, and be honest, we had more sister speakers than we did brothers. And that was done purposely. It was done purposely, you know, because it's one thing, you know, as Dr. Khalid has taught us, we don't put our sisters in the kitchen.
That's
you
right.
Saying our sisters want to go to war too, you know, let them roll. So we had sisters really, you know, get it off yesterday. And with some revolutionary fire for the Black man.
That's right.
These sisters put some fire on the Black man. Yeah, they had me like, oh, let me run in the bathroom and go look at myself real quick. You make sure I'm on point here. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need.
Right.
That's the kind of energy from our Black women that we need. You know, it's nothing like coming home to a Black woman who reflects you, Black man. And I know you know, because you got sister Amira. You know what I'm saying? And that's a strong sister, Black man. So I know, you know, I know that degree is all heaven. But I know at the same time, the world and the society is real. So y'all going to have problems. Everything ain't going to be peachy and cream, as a white man tells us a relationship should be. Hell, we oppressed in America.
That's right.
You understand what I mean? So, but we got to be wise enough to properly work it out as revolutionaries. To understand at the end of the night, the white man is our enemy. You know? As the chairman might have spoken about already, I made a great announcement, you know, along with the Black Power Spring Water tastes so good, make you want to slap a cracker. You know, we are now endeavoring by the end of this week. We sat down with a brother, a rice farmer, and we're about to implement an economic program for the entire new Black Panther Party to feed the multitudes of our people with rice. Everybody eats it. Everybody needs it. Hell, nobody will starve if we got a consistent flow of rice. So what greater organization that talks about feeding, clothing, and educating our people and make it happen? So by the end of this week, family, we will be implementing the rice program to feed our people, starting, you know, here in Philadelphia, and we'll be passing it along chapter to chapter. So as the National Field Marshal, we got to implement some economic basis for the new Black Panther Party, family. You know, this has to happen. There's no reason why our chairman said a lot of times, you know, dealing with the economic situations that we are dealing with, and we say we love him and love our people. So we got to do better than what we are doing. We have
That's
to
right.
set up more economics for the new Black Panther Party, and the Philadelphia chapter just, you know, has to set the example. And we're not, you know, being arrogant or self-centered. This is for all of us. All of us. Because as it was dropped on me, the first thing that clicked in my mind, I want to feed some people. I want
right.
to really get out here. I mean, I want to feed them every day, not just once a month or, you know, maybe 2 weekends out of the month. I want to feed Black people. I want to clothe Black people, educate Black people each and every single day, because that is how we're going to recruit them. That is how we're going to get them to fill up each chapter. Y'all heard all of these cities. Our chairman wants and needs to get moving. Let's get it popping, Black family. There's no reason why we say we have all this know-how that we say we have, and you're not doing a damn thing. Let's get it moving. Wake up, clean up, and stand up. The event yesterday, man, I'm still riding on it, Black man, honestly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I'm still riding on it. But it was beautiful to see the camaraderie you know, from all different regions. Atlanta came in. Brother Will, love you, black man. Thank you. You know, we had so many people supporting and just, you know, and I'm starting to know and understand more that King Samir has support of the people. You know, I'm not a celebrity. I don't carry myself as a celebrity. You know, the people say that I am that. The white man tried to make me that. The white man tried to separate King Samir from his national chairman. And that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So for all those who say you love King Samir, but, you know, I'm not feeling our leader, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, he shouldn't have put you out there like that. Shut your damn mouth. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You don't know what the hell is going on. And that's why most times you end up in the situation you end up in, because you don't understand strategy and you don't understand really what it is to be a follower under proper guidance of a black man who was taught by the most strongest black man in the history of America. I don't give a damn what none of y'all say, Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Bottom line, I stand with Malik Zulu Shabazz. I stand with the new Black Panther Party, so you mouth Putin Negroes can shut up.
That's right. That's straight up. Yes, sir. Well, we got about 28 minutes left in the show.
Mm-hmm.
We also got VA on, and so they wanted to come on from the National Chairman as well and bear witness to the event y'all just had. And so we're going to put them on right with you, and then hopefully at the end we can maybe get some questions. VA, you on? Black Power. 757-541, Black Power.
Can you hear me, brother?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Yes. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, sir, my brother. Did we lose the signal?
Go ahead.
Okay, go right ahead, Black.
Who is it? This is Brother M.O.S. Temp, Northfold Chapter. We are just now arriving to VA.
Quiet, y'all.
We're just now arriving to VA. We just now getting off the road, and we lost our contact a few times, but the persistent Brother Jelani got us back online. So I am Chief of Staff and Minister of Culture for the New Black Panther Party in Norfolk, Virginia. First and foremost, I would like to say thanks and praise to all the ancestors who paved the way for us to be here today. Thanks and praise to all the chapters who made the Philadelphia Black Power Convention what it was, what it is, and what it will always be, because the energy that was commenced at that ceremony will never be erased. It embedded deep into our pineal glands and allowed us to see what happens when we bridge the gap and we come together. First thing we have to realize is we need to stop saying fight the power, because we have to realize that we are the power. We are what generates all energy. And so with that being said, the first and foremost, what we need to do and what has allowed us to be a successful chapter by the grace of the Most High is we always commence with the libation to the ancestors, and we correlate the past, the present, and the future, and we demonstrate how all three dimensions of time intertwine. As they say, history, but we're going to flush history down the toilet, and we're going to get into our story, and once we tap into our story and her story, the true story, it defines our destiny. So the past dictates what happens in the present. The present dictates what happens in the future, and the future is the past being repeated again. So another thing that we always do within the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in Norfolk, Virginia, is we always pay homage to the upper echelon. We always make sure that we let the community know who we're representing, and that's something to be very proud of. And we always ask the permission of the elders to speak before we commence with anything, before we drum, before we start class, or before we get out in the community. For whatever we're doing, we always ask for the permission to speak from the elders. That's very key, because once you get the support of the elders, then you have the support of the community, because everyone loves the elders, especially in the black community.
That's right.
Continue on. We must know the 10-point program. It's not good enough just to read the 10-point program, the 9 local objectives, and your general orders, and just to memorize it. But we have to be able to define what the 10-point program means in the vernacular, in our language, make it simple and plain so that people can best understand, overstand, and understand. So we need to know how to explain them in our own vernacular. Okay, we got to speak the language of our people. You know, like when we use such terms as freedom, we have to understand and teach and explain to the people what does freedom mean. Freedom means freeing your mind. Wisdom means freeing your mind, becoming wise in the dome, the head. You know, to inherit the kingdom, to become kings, we have to free our minds. Dome just deals with the mind. Freedom deals with the mind. Wisdom deals with the mind. Manhood, a hood is worn on the head, so that's dealing with the mind. Womanhood deals with the mind. So we talk about freedom, we must explain what freedom actually means, because we use certain words, but if we can't define what the word actually means in its simplest form, then it's just like reading a paragraph, and you're reading certain words in that paragraph, and you continue on to the next paragraph, not getting the fullness of what each and every word represents or means. Such as the word mayat. When you say the word mayat, do the people know what mayat means? So we have to explain what mayat means. Mayat is a system that we once followed, and that system of order, truth, balance, reciprocity, propriety, harmony, you know, reciprocity. We followed the system called mayat, which represents the unification of the masculine and the feminine energy. So just like the mighty King Samir said, that after lecture, he had the woman speaking, and that's key, that's paramount, because a nation can rise no higher than its women, as we've been taught by the Nation of Islam and other glorious, honorable men who laid that in the, you know, in the sound, as a foundation. A nation can rise no higher than its women. So when we're dealing with mayat, we're dealing with the feminine energy that allows the balance to exist. You know, and if you look at the scales of the European just us system being oppressed, you always saw the woman with a blindfold, and you always see the scales unbalanced. But in our scales called mayat, the scales are balanced. We got to understand what is Nguzu Saba, the seven principles, you know, Umoja, Kujishakalia, Umoja is unity, Kujishakalia, self-determination, Ujima, cooperative working economics, Ujama, collective working responsibility, you know, Nia, purpose, Kwomba, creativity, Imani, faith. You know, we have to know how to break down each word so people can understand. We have to be able to define what is colonialism, what is sexism. You know, break it down to the brothers and sisters of the community so they best understand. And also one thing that we mostly do is we always remain approachable. Like, when you see us, hit the light, brother. Light. Turn the key. Always remain approachable, which just means basically that when you see us, we have a way that we can be approached to the point where people see us, they see that we are sharp in our dress. You know, we always look sharp, boots shine. You know, if we're suited and booted, then we're going to make sure that our uniforms are crisp, okay? We always make sure that we remain humble. You know, we're nothing without the people. That's first and foremost. We have to take time out to get in the community. And we have a great brother for that, Brother Khalid, who's always in the community. You never see him out of uniform. You never see Brother Brother Janani out of uniform. They always have the uniforms on, and you know, that strikes upon a question when people see them in uniform. They ask them, you know, what do you represent? I thought the new Black Panther Party was over with. I didn't know y'all was here. You know, so it's sometimes really good to wear that uniform and look sharp when you're wearing it.
Sir.
We have to be a Panther, one who strives for liberation through striving for righteousness. So we're not just Panthers, you know, when we throw the uniform on, we're Panthers without the uniform, we're Panthers without the button. We have to
overcome
and carry ourselves to the highest esteem and always keeping in our memory, you know, morals and ethics and be well-rounded, you know, and find the commonalities, because we could talk about our differences all day, but we have to be able to unify people on commonalities. No ego. What is ego? Easing greatness out. We have to be able to lead as well as follow. We must learn how to become preventionaries instead of being reactionaries.
Hey, brother, Imhotep, let me stop you right there. Because you rolling. You got the fire going. We got 19 minutes. I'm going to pull in right now our co-host, Sister Fasami, Black Power Queen.
Black Power, brother. I just wanted to tell y'all, brothers, I don't want anything tonight. I just want to tell all of y'all how y'all are making my heart dance. I am so proud of everyone on this phone. And thank you so much for all the hard work you do. Brother Samir, is he still there?
Yes, ma'am.
You know you my heart, right? So I appreciate all those international big boy trades that you're making and deals that you're making and just making it happen. Virginia, peace, brother. I appreciate everything that you're doing. And I just love y'all and just know not only are y'all putting the sisters on the front line, but always know that we were standing right there next to you. And we love you. And that's it.
Thank you, Queen.
All right. Black Power. This is some more
Black
Virginia
Power
on the line. Let me see. 910703. Black Power. This is Virginia. 910703. Hands up.
Oh, Black Power. Come
on, Diggs. Hey, Black Power.
All right. When is Brother Shabazz coming to D.C.? That's who I want to see.
He lives in D.C.
Where's Shabazz?
Malik.
Oh, National Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Well, what you do is email us at nbppHQ@yahoo.com and just let us know what venue you're trying to get the National Chairman into, and we will make it our business to get the National Chairman in.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm enjoying
right.
the program. Hope to see you real soon. Peace
yes,
and love.
Ma'am. Peace and love to you and Black Power. All right. Brother Samir, you still on, Black?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we wanted to get the VA chapter in there because they was there with you and was able to bear witness to the magnitude of the event and the growth that's going on there. Would you like to say anything? We got 16 minutes left. I'd like to roll out with like maybe 10 more minutes.
Okay, well, I love Black people more than they hate themselves. You know, I want to thank everyone, man. Everything that they've been doing, have done, and I know they will continue to do. Again, I'm nothing without the people, man. You know, the work that I do, the life that I live is for the people. So my life is dedicated to all of you listening and to those who are not listening. My life is dedicated to the people. Virginia, I'm glad y'all made it home safely. Thank you, comrades, for everything you have done. Beautiful energy. Raised the spirit of the ancestors, most definitely. Brother Sean, y'all need to get them down here to y'all at to open up some of y'all events. And, man, I mean, trust me, bro. Trust me. Very, very well worth the time and the travel. You know, I'm upstairs ironing, you know, my garb, and I'm hearing all these drums. I think my chief of staff and blasted the music. I come downstairs, it'll pull the drums out the vehicles and everything. I mean, I was catching the African ghost up in here.
That's right. That's right.
You know, but thank y'all, comrades. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And we'll be the VA very soon. I want to thank the chairman once again, you know, for allowing me to be hold this post as the National Field Marshal. You know, and the work continues. It's not about a post. It's about the work. You know, a post means nothing. It's just a title, family. That's all it is. You know, it's just a little few words, you know, but a lot of us get caught up into those few words and become greater than the world, or think we become greater than the work because of a few words. So let's just do the work, you know, and not get caught up into the he say, she say, and worry about who, you know, who's who and what ideology they're dealing with. They're trying to help wake up black people. God damn it, humble yourself, let them roll. You know, they don't have a uniform, as the chairman spoke on, you know, and I'm just following his lead, you know, because I teach that the same thing. I teach the same thing here. You know, we have to allow our people to come in, you know. We're not trying to religiousize them or none of that. As the messenger spoke, before you give a man religion, you got to teach him how to be black first. You
know,
so when they're coming into your chapter, teach them how to be black. Teach them how to love black. Teach them how to appreciate blackness. Let them create their own spiritual path, but at least guide them on the path of what black power really, really is. You know, and it's not about a whole bunch of just waving your fist in the air out in the damn street. Black power is much more than that, family. Much more than just defining, defending, and developing what is in the best interest of our people. That's just the basis of it. But it's much more than that. You know, that's just the, you know, the layman's terms. You understand what I mean? But it goes
right.
So much further than that, black family. So much further. White supremacy goes so much further than what we are actually seeing. You know, so I've been dealing and endeavoring in studies of the mind, the psychological mind state of our people, because I want to understand why we do the things we do. I know why we do what we do. I know who created the reasons of the things that we do. But I want to really get into the mind. You understand what I'm saying, Brother Sean? And really
yes,
understand
sir.
How to be able to further help and deal with our people and heal our people. Because what we Panthers fail to realize is we are doctors.
Right.
When you put on this uniform and this black power ideology, and even those who are not Panthers, if you say you are a conscious mind, you are a doctor. You're no longer asleep. So it is our job as the doctors to heal the victims of white supremacy. These are our patients, family. Black people are our patients. The Latino people are our patients. You know, I mean, I have to say it. We got to get out of this this crazy mindset of black and brown disunity, man. I have to put that out there, brother. And listeners, I have to put that out there. They are our family. The same dog that bit them bit the red man too. That same
right.
White man that bit the red man bit the black man, and still biting the hell out of the black man. So we have to wake up, clean up, and stand up. We got to stop this black and brown disunity. We have to stop this black and red family disunity. We must unite, family. If we talk about killing and destroying white supremacy, I'm talking the very ideology of white people. I'm talking about the founding principle of America. If we're talking about destroying that and we can't even unite amongst our own, we lost and will continue to lose. Again, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches, we cannot even talk about reparations if we can't even deal with the first degree of having a land of our own and qualifications and message to the black man, which is unity. I'm not even going to talk about everything else that he said we needed to deal with, because we have yet to deal with the first degree. We have yet to understand who the original man is, Black. As a people, we have got to understand that. And I'm not going to get all into the high science with it. Some of us are not ready for that yet. You understand? So I'm just going to keep it on a basic term so everyone can clearly understand the proper ways of building a community organizing, proper ways of building a chapter. Virginia, they laid out the program. And I see the way they roll out. They see how Philadelphia moves out. And now we take each other's program and intertwine it. We use each other's program. We strengthen each other. Steel sharpens steel. Look out, damn it, cotton only shines it. So we got to stay sharp, brothers and sisters, in the party and those who are not in the party. If you say you love our people and you want freedom, justice, and equality, you got to sharpen up. You got to be that blade. So when this cracker see you, he automatically know that ain't my nigga. It's something about that Black woman over there with them afro puffs and her dashiki and her long flowing three-quarter skirt with her red, black, and green beads on and earrings and just flowing like the goddess that she is. That cracker will sit right down and you'll find that he won't try to talk to you. Huh? He won't try to Rico Suave you on the bus, get your phone number on the train and all that kind of stuff. This white man will sit down and he'll bow down. He may not do it to you physically, but internally, when he sees that one of our sisters is not his hoes or his bees, he's going to bow down because he now knows she's been taught by a black man who's been taught by a greater black man who's been taught by a greater black man and on down the ancestral divine line. Black power?
Black power.
We got to do better than what we're doing. That's all I'm saying. So if we're talking about building a chapter and community organizing, and hell, I've gone through it. You understand what I mean? I've gone through it. And it drove me crazy for a whole entire year of being suspended from the new Black Panther Party, not fully understanding why, but understanding why. I was hurt, yes, but I damn sure ain't go before this cracker like a lot of us before have done and just start mouth-pooting. I did not do that. I learned the greatest lesson of time because we have history to learn from. And as Dr. Khalid always taught us, if you have not, he said, if you have the answer sheet of history, there is no reason you should fail the test of the future.
No reason
for me to go before the white man and, oh, Monique and this and that, and how the hell with the new Black Panther Party. No. I want to change that history. So now the white man can't say anything about King Samir Shabazz and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz splitting ways and going at each other neck to neck, creating a Bunchy Carter situation all over again in an US organization and, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's not going to happen, family. That is not going to happen because I have the answer sheet of history to pass the test of our black future.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's pull a quick question. We got 6 minutes. Hands up, 626-399. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Power.
Yeah, Black Power. Hotep, y'all. This
Hotep
is Brother Person Kid. And I normally get to the point, you know, and I definitely want to reflect those thoughts. First thing, do you guys have a national database where you guys keep in contact? And I'll explain in a minute why.
Do we have a national database where we keep in contact with who, sir?
With your members, you know, like a national database. In case there's an emergency, you can get to the people in the Carolinas. In case there's an emergency, you can call Texas at the drop of a hat, or California,
well,
New York, or something
like that. That information, sir, we would not discuss on this radio.
Good, but as long as that, I'm just putting ideas. I don't want to put anything out there that anyone else should know. Just as long as that.
What you could do is just email. Send in, you know, the information that you have or, you know, whatever you want to drop, send in to our national email, sir. I would really prefer not to even discuss.
Yeah, let's not discuss anything of that nature. I'm just putting ideas out, you know. The only reason is because I deal with what's called the 100-mile rule, okay? And definitely when finance or definitely like emergency supplies, and a lot of these crackers and these patriot movements are doing it like crazy. And what they do is this 100-mile rule. There might not be members of a certain situation, a party ideology, but they have people that are sympathizers, people that they can call that might be 100 miles away from the someone who is a party member or someone who is an affiliate of Christian Identity or one of these other cracker organizations. So I was just kind of curious if, you know, if there's something that happens to a brother and sister, in, say, in the Carolinas or Texas or something like that, it could be anything. It could be domestic. It could be anything. If they need help right away, and maybe there might not be a party member anywhere near, even if it's a family member or something of that nature. And the only reason is the rise of these tea parties and a lot of these other Peckerwood organizations. They're not only gearing up, but they have a method of communication, which I, being out here in California, is, you know, almost nil out for, you know, any real nationalist black organizations. So, you know, in case something happened here, it would be, you know, far and few between to try to get someone to help somebody, you know, and that's just something that I don't want to know any personal information or any of that nature, but I'm just kind of putting ideas, and hopefully, you know, there's something like that for black folk, and especially new Black Panther Party.
Well, you send in your ideas, sir, to the national email. Brother Sean, what is that email, sir?
That's nbpphq@yahoo.com.
I have to be frank, brothers, I did send one to that, but I never did get a response, but I'll send another one.
Yeah, please do. It's so much mail that comes in, brother. Sometimes it gets swallowed in the bulk. But send it again, nbpphq@yahoo.com.
Okay. Hotep, y'all.
Hotep, brother.
Okay.
All right. We have one more,
got any more questions?
Yeah. 910-703, you're on the air with Minister King Simon and Black Power Radio, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, ma'am. Your question, comment, my sister.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're
yes,
on.
Ma'am.
Your Black Power family.
Black Power.
Black Power.
How's things going? This is Brother Hannibal. How's everything going right now?
This is Brother Hannibal.
Brother Hannibal from North Carolina.
Your favorite North Carolina. Yeah, how things going with y'all?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, good. Yeah, just out here, you know, just listening to the sister right about now, you know, pretty much. So, yeah, I'm pretty much trying to get back in right now, you know. I just, you know, started working my application just recently.
All right.
Well, you got the National Field Marshal on the line.
Well.
And National Minister of Education.
Here's what you do, Black man. Send in, you know, let's not even talk about that on this radio right now.
Okay.
You know, Everything you have to send in to nbpphq@yahoo.com, Black man.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even click on it. I was just pretty much, I listened pretty much, you know. I guess, you know, I got on somehow or whatever. So, you know, I just kind of pretty much had to come up with something, you know, since I came up out of nowhere.
All right. Well, let's keep that. We're going to put that nowhere somewhere and send it to nbpphq@yahoo.com.
Exactly. Also, too, man, there was something kind of funny a little early because, like, you know, when the national chairperson was on, you know, it seemed like, you know, the lines kept going out. I had to keep calling in, but I kept getting shut out. You know, I know the enemy pretty much is, you know, doing something, you know, to infiltrate, you know, this show pretty much.
Yes, sir. They work on it pretty tough. We're gonna stop you right there, Brother Hannibal. We got 90 seconds left. Brother King Simon, National Field Marshal. We want to say congratulations to you, sir. You can close us out with the last remaining comment.
I love black people more than they hate themselves.
That's what it
is. That's it. Black Power, Black Family, I love y'all. Thank everyone for their support for the new Black Panther Party and our national chairman, attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz. Let's get the work done. Black Power.
Black Power. And we thank you so much, family, for joining with us for another power-packed edition of Black Power Radio. And we ask that you come join us again. Join us again every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, we're here, Black Power Radio. And we leave you as we came, as always, with Black Power.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitches, get out and get a goddamn